This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Humanity is at the crossroads. And I remember Dr. Edon and Dr. Zelenko and others 2 years ago warning, hey, this has the HIV insertion. We know Indian University scanned it and found that back in February of 2020. And now here we are with these huge autoimmune responses, mass deaths in Israel. The more they take the shots, and they just keep pushing it and pushing. So we've got Dr. Reiner Fulmich, who is a well-known former banker and also lawyer, who's been heading up really the tip of the spear exposing all this. What? Because I'm trying to figure it out. There's obviously something there. There's a spike protein that's patented by Bill Gates and others. It's HIV with Moderna. But what's this AIDS connection?
I don't know if really the HIV virus was inserted in this virus. We know that there have been all kinds of experiments, gain of function experiments, which seem to have. That what they wanted to do is make the virus more dangerous, make it jump from animals to humans, make it more dangerous, basically. What I do know, after having listened and interviewed to so many experts, is that this is a vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency syndrome. We don't know how this is happening. We've had a number of pathology conferences, there are now 50 pathologists cooperating here. They performed postmortems on dozens of people, and they came to the conclusion that, about 70% of those who died after getting the shots definitely died because of the shots. So there is causation there. In another 20%, there's a high probability that that is the case, and there's only two cases in which they came to the conclusion it wasn't caused by the vaccines. However, these vaccines, as you pointed out rightly, are not vaccines. They're experimental, not even gene therapies, as one of the professors from France told us, but gene experiments. They don't, because in a, you can use mRNA technique for gene therapy. That's a recognized way of using mRNA techniques. But through this, you replace a defective gene with another one. That is not what's happening here. They're experimenting, and we don't know what they're using, because even though some of our experts have looked into the vials to see what's in there, we still don't know what is really in there, because you know why? Because none of the authorities, none of the public authorities, which have been taken over by all these private institutions, you probably know that the FDA is funded at least at, 50 or 60% by the pharmaceutical industry. So none of them really check this. They're supposed to do this because they're working in the public's best interest, but they're not. They simply trust the makers of these vaccines. So that's what this is all about.
We got a bunch of mad scientists with the keys to everything going crazy.
Yes. They just do whatever they want to do because this is a free-for-all. No one is checking on anything in no country, with the exception maybe of some of the African countries and maybe India as well. And it is probably no coincidence that in India the judiciary still works pretty well. The highest court in a final decision in India decided that vaccine mandates are illegal. So we have to fight this. We have to continue to fight this, but without any violence, because that's what they want. If they get the violence on the streets, that is then their excuse to bring in their own forces, and we don't want that to happen.
That's right. We don't want them to push us into open conflict. We want to intellectually, culturally, and economically direct our support and our will in areas that are peaceful and build a new system. Dr. Reiner Fulmich, thank you so much. Amazing work. People can find all the great things you're doing at corona-investigative-committee.com, or they can find you anywhere, just Dr. Reiner Fulmich, fulmich.com. Thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Alex.
Amazing. Wow, that was powerful. Today has been an incredible show with Dr. Zelenko and Dr. Fulman. I'm going to come back, get some final news, and hand the baton. Stay with us.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
That you're tuned in here because you love justice and you love freedom and you're trying to find out how to survive and how to make your family thrive. I'm in the same boat. I'm not here giving out all the knowledge like I've got all the answers. We're coming to these conclusions collectively together. But I got to tell you, just realizing the globalists are out to get us and beginning the thought processes of what they're up to is victory. They don't even want to be identified as the New World Order, much less how we try to figure out how to beat them. They're doing all of this because they're desperate. They know they're losing. But I can tell you something right now. InfoWars has been through a long 28-year history of serious, intense learning. As we fought the globalists and as we learned more and as we went through different attacks and different tribulations, we got stronger and stronger. And now, I can tell you, we're in that zone of completion. We're in that zone where now everything we're doing is what everything was building towards. If you think InfoWars, waking up people to the New World Order, exposing the globalist pedophile rings, exposing the GMO takeover, if you think that was powerful before, think again, because what is happening now is the most important thing this operation has ever done. And I want to explain something. When I give that credit, and I give that credit to you, that's not to pat you on the head. That's so you realize that this is you. Your word of mouth, your prayer, your support, you buying the products, all of that brought us to this point together today. And so I would expect that actually in God's mystery that we're maxed out, we're out of funds, we're on empty because that's where humanity is. We're not going to come into the final round of this fight and be like we got in the first round, we all feel great, we just jumped a bunch of rope and we're now in the ring. No, we've been in 11 rounds of war. And it's about who's got the will now at this point. So when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, and that's the most important, and when you buy the products, which is critical to keep us on air, when you do that, you're in the fight for your own life. You're in the fight for the future. Look, there's a lot of fraud. There's Hollywood out there, but this is the real deal. Everybody knows it. This is the real deal. That's why they hate it. This is the genuine. You are the genuine. We're the real thing here. They can't stand it. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. I talked about this earlier today because I'm just doing accounting and math trying to find money. And they keep telling me this over the years, but I finally got the accounting. Over 200 T-shirts that I've designed the last couple of years that I never promoted, almost all of them. I go, order 5,000 a shirt. Okay. Most of it you never saw, never pushed. We'll order 1,000 of them. We sell 10 of them. We have almost $500,000 at cost of T-shirts. And it's my fault because, I just don't make this shirt, make that shirt. You can't even find them all. We're going to try to build a site on InfoWarsStore.com in the next few days that has all 220-something shirts on it. And these are limited edition shirts. And so we're going to sell them at cost. Some of them are sold at cost right now. Some aren't. Doesn't matter. I just need to pay the bills and stay on air. And in the future, I'm going to have two or three shirts we sell. They'll be limited edition. We'll move the next shirt. Not, oh, I like this. I like that. Do this. Do that. I like this design. I like that design. Do that. I mean, all these things is Alex Jones. This is all stuff I came up with, all things I did. That's why, I'll be honest with you, some of it's the best shirts ever. Some of it's like, yeah, okay, it's an okay shirt. The point is, it funds the operation, and you can get it very inexpensively right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, help us clear this inventory out, because we're doing the math, and we're like, man, I'm like $200,000, $300,000 a month in the hole because of bandwidth, because we're so popular, but nobody's buying product. What's going on? We're like, well, there it is. Designer shirts, low-price shirts, it's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got to get rid of these shirts. And here's the deal. These are all limited edition, including all the old classics that weren't limited edition. They're now all limited edition, whether it's the Tyranny Response Team shirts or whether it is the classic InfoWars shirts or the Mass Murderers Agree Gun Control Work shirts. We may make new versions of those maybe in the future, but these are all limited editions. They're over. Over 200 shirts, $500,000 of them in there. That's what it cost me to make them. We are selling them off now, and we need the funds. So I don't care if it's the InfoWars In Your Face shirt. That's a bestseller. It's over. Operation 51st State shirt. It's over. Make Austin, Texas again. It's gone. The Jeffrey Epstein, that's sold out, so there's no problem there. Trump is innocent shirt. Come and impeach it shirts. All of it. 51st State shirts. Beto not shirts. Don't tread on me shirts. Alex Jones did nothing wrong shirts. All of them are selling out at the lowest price we can sell them at cost to make our money back. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Ball caps, patches, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com. And help me clear out all of that excess stuff. Now, what's not excess stuff is this. This is completely limited edition. Made right here in America. 999 silver. And this is the second of the three-part series, the Founder Coin. We've already sold 4,000 of these in 2 days. There's 10,000 of them. It's the Tree of Liberty coin. With the famous Thomas Jefferson quote about the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And everybody that wants to give us their email with this founder coin will get exclusive content and more in the near future from your investment buying this coin to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com. Go to 1776coin.com. That's patriotcollectibles.com. And we're going to launch so much from this. It's going to be amazing. I want to thank you all for your support and what you've been doing, because we are up against the New World Order at point blank range, and we are reaching millions and millions of people today. And it's true, we are reaching world leaders and all the major thought leaders because we are ahead of the curve here. And used to, I was 90% of all the breaking stuff. Now I'm about 50%. I'm making myself obsolete. As soon as we get to where I'm not the one always breaking the original data and trailblazing, I'm going to end this, okay? But we're not there yet. And then I'll sit back, and if I see something going on, I'm going to come out. But I've done 28 years of this, and I've almost completed my mission. But this next year or two is the most important part of my mission ever, and I need funds, and I need prayer, and I need word of mouth to absolutely smash the enemy. Because you know that famous internet saying, if the situation was hopeless, the propaganda would not be necessary. They're not trying to censor you and me. They're not trying to suppress us. They're not trying to intimidate us. They're not trying to debank us because we're weak. They're doing it because we are strong. And so all you've done over these years, maximize it in word of mouth now. All you've done in prayer, maximize it now. And all you've done buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, maximize it so that I can go into this big fight now, full power against the establishment who just shake in fear and hatred, because together with God's Holy Spirit, we have broken the enemy over and over again, and this place just effervescently spews success and victory. All of our guests, all of our guest hosts, all of our callers. Everything we do is human strength through God and is absolutely beautiful. The only way you fail, and I don't care which three you do or if you do all three, that'd be great. Pray for us. Spread the word about us. Buy the products. Buy the products. Spread the word. Pray for us. Pray for us. Spread the word. Buy the products. But whatever you do, take action now. And if you think there's some other talk show host or some other place doing a better job, by all means, support them. But whatever you do now, this is the big test when the pedophiles are coming out in the open and the world government's coming out in the open and the crime's exploding and all of it. This is the time for us to shine. Thank you for your support. Kate Daly, katedalyshow.com, takes over the other side. And then T-minus 45 minutes, Owen Schroyer and the vaunted, dreaded War Room, 3 p.m. Central. I salute you all. We'll see you on the other side. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly from Kate Daly Radio, your guest host. Wow, what a great show today, Alex. Love the guests and very powerful. And by the way, we're going to need our vitamins, so make sure you're taking those supplements he was talking about and also the T-shirts. The supplements are so important because we need our immune systems. We need to get them in tip-top shape right now. So I have a great guest for you today. In fact, very powerful guest. And I'm always looking to challenge myself in my thinking and have, you know, am I covering everything? Am I talking about everything that needs to be talked about? And especially those that involve sleight of hand with the deep state, because we know that's a huge constant tactic for them. So the topic today is little talked about. So, of course, I'm interested and intrigued. And I've invited Bart Sabrell on with me because let me just tell you, he's written some fantastic books. He's an award-winning filmmaker, writer, investigative journalist, and also has produced many television programs and documentaries, Fox, HBO, you name it. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon. That's how I met him before. And then, of course, Astronauts Gone Wild. And his latest is Moon Man, the true story of a filmmaker on the CIA hit list. Welcome, Bart. How are you?
Doing good, Kate. How about yourself?
I'm excellent. So Planet X is a topic that I've talked little about, to tell you the truth. And I'm intrigued by it because I read about it from you. And I want to talk about Planet X a little bit more because I thought you had some very original ideas about this and some very interesting comments. And so I can't wait to get into this with you. So tell me about Planet X early on, our first really kind of, you know, the first information that we received about Planet X and why this is so important and it's so little talked about.
Well, there used to be a video. It was online. They took it down when people started investigating Planet X. It was actually a NASA promotional video, I think, from 1972 when they launched Pioneer 10. And it said that the purpose of it was to find Planet X. And then when they launched Voyager 1 and 2 a few years later by having three spacecraft in the area, they intended to triangulate the location. And even the Washington Post and other magazines, newspapers, admitted that they have found Planet X with a special infrared telescope because you can't see it with an optical telescope. And then no one ever talks about it for another 20 years, and another generation of people find it, and then they don't talk about it again. When I was researching the film, a funny thing happened on the way to the moon. I remember talking to a senior executive at NASA, and he said, yes, you're right, Bart, they did not go to the moon. However, there's a more important topic that you should investigate. I'm like, well, tell me. And he said, Planet X. I, of course, asked, what is that all about? He said, it's a rogue planet that is expected to come a near pass to Earth in the first half of the next century. At the time, it was like 30 years or so into the future. So I'm like, well, whatever. I've got more important things to think about. And now that God has allowed me to live another 30 years, I guess it's about that time, isn't it? And then, you know about allegedly the style of the people who run the world. You can call them Illuminati or whatever. Their, you know, style is to technically warn people about what they're doing. So about 3 years ago, a lot of the mainstream science magazines, and I can show them to you, but, you know, science.com, National Geographic, and many others released multiple articles saying rogue planets are very real and that there's actually statistically two rogue planets for every solar system. Rogue planets either just free float through the solar system, and they're generally about seven times larger than the Earth, and of course, they could collide with the Earth, or they have this eccentric, tilted orbit, kind of like a comet. And so when I started researching this, I was alarmed to discover that both the historical record and the biblical record of such events actually match. And when I talked to a completely, you know, secular non-believer scientist who believes in rogue planets, he kind of listed the things that would happen if one came near the Earth, like an increase of earthquakes, meteor showers, tidal effects, things like that. And I said, well, wait a minute. That's exactly what the Bible says is going to happen in the last days. There'll be meteor storms. Jesus said the stars will fall like ripe figs. That's a meteor storm. In fact, one of the greatest events in human history, hardly anybody knows about it. It's not taught in university. And that is that prior to the year 705 BC, every civilization of the world that had good astronomers like the Mayans, the Sumerians, the Egyptians, the Hebrews, and the Chinese, they all had the Earth having a 360-day year. That's why there's 360 degrees on a compass. And then all of a sudden, around 705 BC, something happened. And immediately after, all those civilizations changed their calendars to 365 and a quarter. So what happened, obviously, is that the Earth was pulled further away from the sun, slightly. In fact, this is recorded indirectly in 2 Kings chapter 20, when the prophet Isaiah said, show me a sign that King Hezekiah is going to live another 15 years. And God said, I can make the sundial go forward or back. What would you like? And he's like, well, I think the back is harder, so show me that. It wasn't really a sundial. It was steps. And so each step theoretically represented an hour. So rather than the Earth having to go, you know, backwards and then forwards again, the Earth would simply have to tilt. And maybe that's where our tilt came from. And then when I read the book of Isaiah recently, I realized that not only is the book of Daniel and Revelation about the last days, Isaiah is about the last days. Over and over again, when it says the day of the Lord, that's the second coming. So guess what it says in Isaiah 13:13? It says about the last days, the coming days of the Lord, the earth will be moved out of its place, just like it was in 705 B.C.
Absolutely. In fact, there's several references to that I have found. It's really intriguing because you have to wonder how that exactly happens. And this does not, Planet X does not rotate normally. And so this is something that is also what intrigued me about this part was it's so little talked about. No one brings this up. And if they do, they never bring it up again. Just like Harrington from the Naval Observatory talked about it, never talked about it again. That's weird.
Yeah, I wrote an article. It took me about 200 hours to write. I've done 30 drafts of it based on 500 hours of research. You can read it at Sibrel, S as in Sam, I, B as in boy, R-E-L, Sibrel.com. And it's full of mind-boggling discoveries. For example, the most powerful telescope in the world is owned by the Vatican and the Jesuit sect of the Vatican, which is kind of like CIA. And it is named, get this, the Lucifer Telescope. Now, why would an alleged Christian organization, you know, name something after Lucifer? So there was a guy named Malachi Martin, and on his deathbed, he disavowed the sect because of their criminality. And he said that the Lucifer Telescope is tracking an object that will play a significant part in world history in the last days. I think they're tracking Planet X, which they have dubbed Planet Lucifer, the destroyer. And oddly enough, in 1045 AD, the Chinese saw a passing of Planet X, and they called it the dragon, because once it does become visible, it becomes red and had wings of meteor storms on each side of it. So we have all these indications dropping in that this could very well be true.
We're going to come right back more with Bart Sibrel when we come back. You're not going to want to miss this. You've got to hear this. Be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful.
witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovice. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jones Show, and of course, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. You know, very few topics, I've covered just about every single topic I can imagine, and whenever it came to Planet X, I always just sort of rolled my eyes and just kept walking, because I always thought it was a really weird concept, right? And no one was ever talking about it, so I just sort of bypassed it altogether. But Bart actually brought up some really wonderful things about this that I had not talked about ever, and when I say wonderful, I mean kind of scary, about this topic, and really made me think about this in a totally different way. In fact, when you brought up the fact that Janet Napolitano, in your writings, outgoing director of Homeland Security, said something kind of startling and alarming right as she was leaving in her farewell speech. She said, "A natural disaster, the likes of which the nation has never seen, Bart, is likely on its way." And I thought, and like you, wait, we have seen everything. We've seen tornadoes. We've seen tsunamis. We've seen just about everything we can see. What do you mean, like the likes of which the nation has never seen? That was interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way.
There's actually three clues there. You know, it's interesting that just as Eisenhower had his deep state warning the last day in office, so they wouldn't shoot him, she said something her last day in office, you know, kind of like her way of, you know, being able to sleep at night, I guess. There's actually three clues in that. We know that it's a natural disaster, what is coming, and I think this whole coronavirus thing is actually a psychological drill for that event to kind of train people to submit to emergency, you know, martial law. Then the second clue is that it's never happened in the 246 years of America, and it is a natural disaster you could know about a decade or more in advance, because she said that in 2013. So we've seen, like you said, volcanoes, hurricanes, everything else, and those cannot be predicted in advance. The only natural disaster that the United States has never seen that you could predict years in advance has to be something coming from outer space, because of the mathematical precision of being able to, you know, calculate the position and trajectory of comets, asteroids, and potentially, in this case, a rogue planet. Remember, Jesus said that in the last days there would be greater tribulation than in the whole history of the world. And I believe that's because we're going to have every possible disaster happening simultaneously. Economic collapse, pandemic, food shortages, increased earthquakes, and meteor storms. And there's many warnings about this in the book of Revelation. My best source thinks that Planet X is about 7 times larger than the Earth, which would be about 30 times larger than the moon. So one of the warnings that Jesus gave, interestingly, about the last days is he said men's hearts will melt with fear because of the tossing and turning of the seas. Now, we have daily tidal effect that in some cases makes the ocean go in and out about 20 feet. But massive tossing and turning of the seas could very well be caused by an object 30 times larger than the moon coming by. And so there are many indications. He said there'd be a greater increase in earthquakes. Well, earthquakes have increased by about 1,000% in the last 10 years, and some believe it's because of the gravitational effects as Planet X approaches.
Wow. You know, one thing that you said that really struck me, and I'd never really thought about it in this way. You brought up a lot of things. We're only hitting on a few. But that in the scriptures, it talks about it will come as a thief in the night. And what's interesting is we talk about all the things that can happen. And I always thought all of the things that you just mentioned would come by way of, say, HAARP, would come by way of, say, manipulation by the deep state. I know they can manipulate weather. They can manipulate a lot of things. They could even do underwater nukes. They could do all kinds of things to cause the water to rise and things like this. But it was interesting when you said thief in the night, because I started really examining that phrase. It was such a different, it's such a different way to think about it in the fact that no one talks about this. Talk about misdirection. If this is something that's coming and they know it, this is why they built all the bunkers. Very interesting to go hide in, of course, but not for us, right? Not the peons. Then it would be as a thief in the night if no one's ever discussing it, no one's talking about it, and anyone that does talk about it never talks about it again. I thought that was fascinating.
I've been, you know, studying, like everybody else in our circles, the, you know, COVID fake pandemic for quite a while. And it was only very recently I came to an expanded conclusion as to exactly why they're doing it. Number one, it's a psychological drill to program people to submit to the government during national emergencies. We know that these injections are deadly. The VP of Pfizer said so himself and said in almost disbelief they must be wanting to kill hundreds of millions of people. There's no other explanation. Now, why are they doing that? I think they know this event is coming. Planet X, a comet, asteroid, or all of them. And if it does, and when it does, it could kill half the world's population in 6 months. They don't want to shock the Earth that way. They like to travel. They like to go to hotels and have restaurants. So they're killing off segments of the population gradually because they consider everyone they're going to die anyway. And what a coincidence that the first people who get phase one, congratulations, are the very same list as on Hitler's useless eaters. The disabled, the, you know, the diabetic, the elderly, the overweight. So I believe these injections are designed to lower the population gradually so that when the cosmic event happens, most of the population or whatever percentage they've designed will already be dead and it'll be less of a shock to society.
Right. Also, great points, by the way. Also, you know, as far as it hitting the whole world, there's a lot of references to that in the good book. You know, there's a lot of things that say the whole world will be impacted. And when I used to think about, you know, meteors and things like that coming down, a lot of people would be affected. A lot of land would be affected, but it would be more targeted. This actually would affect the whole world at one time.
Yeah. The book of Joel is quoted in Acts at the first preaching of the word to strangers. And they say that in the last days, which is now, many believers will have dreams and visions. Well, I had a heart procedure recently. They didn't have to cut me open, thank goodness, but they went in through a vein and poked a hole in my heart and all that. When I woke up, maybe from the anesthesia with such a good rest, I mean, I was just wide awake for more than 24 hours. And the split second I fell asleep, I saw a literal vision of white letters in front of me, just like at the beginning of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon of the scriptures there. Mm-hmm. And it said Luke 21:11. And that's pretty specific, right? So I looked that up. And it's Jesus answering the questions about the signs of the end of the age. He said there will be great signs in the heavens. And disease pandemics and food shortages. And then about 2 months ago, I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw the front license plate of a car. Now, in my state, you're only required to have one on the back. The front, you can put whatever you want. It said Mark 13:13-14. Now, that's pretty specific, isn't it? So I looked that up, too. And it's, again, Jesus talking about the last days. And the part of that that stood out to me, Kate, is flee to the mountains. So I think God is telling me in the first time, the end times have begun. No more wondering about it. This is it. And in the second dream, I think God is telling me, now is the time to flee to the mountains or prepare physically. Now, a lot of believers I know, they say that, well, God will take care of them. But you have to look at what happened in the Old Testament. I have a minister who said that the tribulation that happened locally, like being thrown into a fiery furnace or the famine, will be worldwide in the last days. Those are symbolic and lessons for us now. Well, Joseph predicted the 7 years of coming famine. He believed in God more than anybody. Did God drop food from the sky for 7 years? No. The Bible says God said out of his own mouth, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. He survived the tribulation by preparing for it, you see. He stockpiled food. He was a prepper. That's how God provided for him with the knowledge. And I think this last dream...
We're going to come right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, katedalyradio.com on The Alex Jones Show. Be right back with Bart Sabrell.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So happy to be here today, and I've got a great guest. I hope he makes all of us think, because I've learned a lot from Bart. It's been really interesting. This was a topic that I wasn't even interested in until I read Bart's piece on it, and he brought up some interesting points. So kudos to you, Bart. And, of course, living on a mountain sounds real good about now, I'm thinking. And getting prepared, like you said. You know, people prepped. That's how they made it through these times that we can go read about. And it's a very, very good point, and I appreciate that. I hope everybody's getting food storage right now. I hope everybody's ordering extra supplements on Alex's site because of food shortages coming. You're going to want those supplements. And by the way, they keep on the shelf, so I'd get extra. Also, if you haven't checked out Bart Sobral's movies and books, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon is how I met Bart in the first place. And then, of course, his amazing information. Also, Moon Man, the true story of a filmmaker on the CIA hit list. And so you must check these out. But man, Planet X is very, very intriguing to me now. I love this. And I know that you have a clip, don't you, Bart?
I do. By the way, you can get that book at Sobral, S-I-B-R-E-L.com. The clip you're about to see is from CNN, and they took it down off the internet, but one person actually filmed it off the TV on their cell phone. What has been happening in the last 5 or 10 years is normally comets and asteroids are discovered decades in advance. And for some strange reason, as you've seen over and over again, they'll say, we just found one, it's going to be nearby in 3 days. So why is that happening? Here is a report where CNN themselves admits that Planet X is true and it is the cause for these coming unpredictable comets and asteroids.
There's a huge, hidden, heavenly body right here in our solar system. Evidence is mounting that either a brown dwarf star or a gas giant planet is lurking at the outermost reaches of our solar system, far beyond the planet Pluto. According to the British newspaper, The Independent, the object is four times the size of Jupiter. Experts say the presence of such a massive object could explain why a barrage of comets has been coming from that direction.
And there's also, that's the end of the clip.
Whenever somebody says CNN, I have like a Pavlov reaction. I throw up a little bit, but but the clip was interesting because it looks like they didn't really do more than that. That was about it, right?
Yeah, well, that's their Illuminati. We warned you one time, I guess, you know. And one thing you mentioned earlier was about people building bunkers and everything. You know, that's in the Bible, too. It says in Revelation 6:15, and the kings of the earth and the great men, the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men, they hid themselves in dens and caves and mountains. It says it right there that this is what they will be doing in the last days. So something is going on. The government's not going to tell us about it.
I have a thought about that, too, because I'd never really thought about this until reading your work, Bart. But the fact that they have to hide themselves up, you know, they could target HAARP. They can target target certain things, and they could actually bypass them by going to a different place, just like, you know, 9/11 when they didn't go into the towers, right? So they can be someplace else. And so if it hits the whole world, something that hits the entire world, they would not have control over. They would have to hide up, right? All of them.
Correct. That's, I think, why they're doing exactly what the Bible says the people will do in the last days. They will dig caves and holes in mountains to theoretically survive what is coming upon, and it says it again, the whole world. So what is coming, and Jesus warned us, it's signs in the heavens, and that the stars will fall like ripe figs if planet X does a loop around the sun, which my sources believe it will, that there's going to be two meteor storms, one as it comes in and one that it goes out. And I remember another dream from like 2 years ago. I was shown a map of the solar system and a meteor storm heading toward Earth. And so even if none of those meteors struck the Earth, right? Let's just say you went outside and all around the world for 3 days, it was nonstop fireworks at night. That would get people. That would wake them up, because the Bible says that all these things that are happening are really to get our attention so that we have an opportunity, a motivation to repent before it's too late to do so. So Planet X, I believe, is God's sign, and in a way it's symbolic of Lucifer, because prior to 705 BC, with a year being 360 days, that means every month was exactly 30 days. Now, you couldn't argue against divine creation, could you? How could you say everything happened by chance when every month is exactly 30 days? There's 12 months, 12 tribes of Israel. So the devil, if you will, planet Lucifer, that the Vatican is tracking with their Lucifer telescope, destroyed God's testimony of divine creation. Isn't that interesting? And it's called a rogue planet, a rebeller who doesn't obey God's laws.
Wow. Interesting. And there are some scriptures that say the entire heavens will be violently shaken. I'm not quite sure any amount of HAARP could probably carry that out. And so it is, you know, you really made me think, and I'm surprised, because I'm serious. This is a topic that I just didn't give much thought to. I just thought it was like a scare tactic of something that we'll never see in our lifetime. But the more you talk about it and the things that you bring up, this is very interesting. Everybody needs to go to Sibrel.com and read up on this. Sibrel.com, because it's fascinating to me to think about it in a different context. And if you could build something right now, or have a place to go, say in the mountains, or take care of your family because you knew something like this was going to hit, this is the whole reason you're talking about it. It's the whole reason you're writing about it, is because people need to be prepared.
Yeah, I remember you asking me, hey, let's, you know, to tell you the truth, my surprise, you wanted to talk about Planet X instead of the moon landing fraud, which I'm known for. And then I started thinking, you know, I think you're right, because, okay, they counterfeited something, they murdered people, they've done that before. Planet X is a little bit more relevant, just like the guy at NASA told me so in 1989 right. when he said, yes, the moon landings are fake. But it's not as important as Planet X, because that is going to affect the whole world. Now, if Planet X, a rogue planet, really comes close, let's say, between Jupiter and Saturn, which is some 600 million miles away, it will pull Jupiter further away from the sun, which will pull the Earth further away from the sun. Isaiah said the Earth will be moved out of its place. The orbit could even be elongated into an oval, which would cause incredible climate change of severe winters and severe summers. Now, another thing I found interesting is that when they first invented the space shuttle, they were really optimistic they could launch that thing with, you know, having multiple ones and various progress twice a year. They ended up launching them sometimes four times a year for a decade or two. And I said to myself, you know, that's very dangerous and very fast. Right. They were in a hurry to build something, and then they go up and they claim it takes 3 days to triangulate the docking with the space station. Then the Soviets launch, and they're there in 12 hours. And you know what the excuse was? Well, they have better math than we do. I think if 2 plus 2 equals 4 in America, it equals 4 in Russia. So what they're doing is something else. They have another space station. What is that all about? There's no way to stop a planet six times bigger than the Earth. But it will cause comets and asteroids. And I think maybe what they were building is something to zap those for Planet X approach.
Wow. Interesting. A lot of, I hope everybody's getting a lot of food for thought, especially your comments about prepping. You know, we've been prepping a long time, and probably this audience, I'm going to say, you're prepping out there. You're ordering extra, right? And maybe have it in a couple of places. Maybe have some place that you can go to that has your food storage, too. Maybe divvy it up a little bit. There's all kinds of things. I know we only have about a minute and a half left, but there's so many things that maybe we could do. Maybe we can't bypass all of this coming, but maybe we can just prepare a little harder. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, and a lot of people, my wife hates the word tribulation supplies or preparing for the tribulation. She gets tired of hearing about it. One of the things she keeps reminding me of, and she's right, is that we need to be spiritually prepared, because that's really more important. I mean, it is good if you want to ride it out and, you know, watch the show, have some supplies, but we need to repent. You know, Jesus said to believers, the love of most will grow cold in the last days, and only those who hold to the very end will be saved. Once saved, always saved is a false doctrine. It says so in Hebrews 10. If we deliberately go on sinning, no sacrifice for sin is left. So we have to continue to repent, continue to improve our character, and God's grace will take care of the rest. And again, if your listeners want to see and read this, you know, article that took me hundreds of hours to write and research, just go to Sibrel.com and you'll find a complete article about Planet X.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love fascinating guests and guests that make me think. So I absolutely love this time with you, Bart Sibrel. Thank you so much. Sibrel.com. And, of course, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show. Hope you enjoyed this. And maybe it makes us think a little bit. You know, I mean, this is a conversation maybe we should have around the dinner table tonight. Just guessing. KateDalyRadio.com. I'm off to do my show. And
according to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.